Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How you doing? Welcome back. Episode 59. We're doing it. As always, off the top, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Please keep sharing. Keep telling your friends. Keep telling your friends about my podcast, my little stupid podcast. I'm thinking about putting this on SoundCloud. That seems to be where everything is, man, is SoundCloud. I'm not rich. I got to figure out a way to do this. I'm not rich. This stuff can get expensive. Can get really expensive. But welcome back. Hey, everybody. It is Wednesday. Had a great weekend. Great weekend. Oh, start off Monday, did an audition at a place. Had fun. Not the most ideal setup, but learned a lot at that showcase. I think I drove like an hour and 20 minutes, and it was just like, ugh. It was bad. It was like good bad. I'll say that. It was bad. It's so much fun. It is so much fun as a comic to sit and watch your friends bomb. It's hilarious. We get to this club, there's no crowd, all comics. The guy's like, hey, everybody go to the front. We're all gonna do 5 to 7 minutes. And it was awful, man. A good awful. It was just funny to watch your friends just really try hard and just get nothing. I love it. Just so for some of them to see the panic, to see the panic set in their eyes as they're hitting the punchlines hard, and it's going down. It's going down hard. Oh, it was beautiful, but so that's how I started off my week, and it was just like, oh man, you just feel horrible, but and then Friday comes. And I've been waiting for this show for like months, man. Back at the Southern, we did the Laugh Your Ass Off showcase. We brought Mark Normand in from New York City. And the dude was super cool, man. We had so much fun. Winston Hodges opened the show. Got him going. Had a good set. Paige Campbell, the young gun. Awesome set, probably one of the best sets I've ever seen him have, man. I mean, they both go up front and just do phenomenal. I go up, I do okay. So, this isn't about me, folks. It's not about me, okay? This is not about me. I have a pretty good set, and then Mark just comes in and slays, man, and he destroys. So, packed room, just a hot show. It was just so much fun, man. Just everybody had a great set. The drinks are flowing. I really hadn't been drinking like that. And we hung out afterwards. We had so much fun. A lot of cool stories from Mark. You get to hear some great stories about New York comedy, the people he gets to see on a regular basis. You know, seeing famous people do well, seeing them do bad. Just ending up on shows with all these great comics. I mean, it just really, really makes me want to go there, man. Again, but super cool dude, man. And he has a podcast, him and Jolas. They have a podcast called Tuesdays with Stories. It's on SoundCloud, and I've been addicted to it ever since I started listening to it last Friday. I wanted to kind of hear a couple things that he was on just to get to know a little bit more about him, man. And been addicted. So you hear all these stories with him opening for Schumer, doing Allball Fest, private jets, 15,000, 10,000 seat venues. And for him to just come and go to Fellini's with us afterwards. And I thought I was being cool because I run an open mic at Fellini's and we go there and the upstairs bar isn't open. But I'm like, hey, man, can you open upstairs for us? He was like, yeah. So I'm thinking it's cool. I got this little private room for us. And I'm thinking I'm the shit. Like, I feel like I'm like Ray Liotta in Goodfellas when he walks you through the kitchen. That's who I thought I was. I thought I was that guy. I thought I was Ray Liotta and Goodfellas. Like, I had pull like that. And here he is doing all this big shit with all these famous people. Thinking I'm cool. But awesome time, man. I can't, I couldn't recommend checking Mark Normand out. That's Normand, Norman with a D. Check him out, man. Very, very funny guy. And he's going to have a great career. And I hope to get to work with him again soon, man. Had a lot of fun. And one last shout out to Paige and Winston. They did great. Shout out to Ken Edwards. He came, did an interview. We had a blast, man. And all my friends that came out to the show, thank you so much. And I was just on a high the rest of the weekend. I'm usually like a show is over, I'm done type thing. But I just couldn't stop thinking about the show afterwards. It was just a blast. And Saturday got up, and I took my wife down to Richmond, and we ate at this soul food spot called Croker Spot. If you're ever in Richmond, people, please check that out. I mean, the cornbread was like 3 inches thick. I got this like seafood jambalaya. It had crab legs and scallops and mussels and about 5 cups of rice. Huge meal. Everything looked delicious. So if you're ever in Richmond, check it out. It's called Croker Spot. Really, really good. Small place. You're probably going to have to wait about an hour. Black-owned establishment. I'm usually pretty skeptical. I can't lie. I'm usually skeptical about black-owned businesses unless it's a barbershop. I'm always like, they price gouge. Motherfuckers got attitudes. The service is going to suck. Completely not like that at all. Very professional. They get you in as soon as they can. It's a long wait, but they're going to seat you as soon as something opens up. I mean, filling up drinks. They're taking your order. No attitudes from anybody. I would recommend this place. It was awesome. Had some white families come in. It's dope, man. A great place to have some home-down southern soul food, man. Croker Spot in Richmond. I feel like I'm doing a goddamn commercial more than I'm doing a podcast. So, yep. That's what the wife's birthday. I got her the tickets for Beyonce. Had a great time. So much fun. Come back later tonight. Go to open mic. Goddamn shit show. It's like 5 people there getting heckled. So that's just the kind of the yin and yang of it. Yeah. I start off audition. Not the ideal situation. Still had fun. But kind of have you down in the dumps a little bit. And then Friday, man, boom, one of the best shows of my career. So much fun. And then right back down to, you're not shit, Chris, doing an open mic. No one, 2 people paying attention. A fucking drop down, 7-foot projector screen playing a basketball game on the back. Volume still on, lights on. But hey, that's the road, man. This is the road I got to take. Shout out to everybody that's bought a shirt. Thank you so much. Oshar, Damon, my Uncle Lowe, my Auntie Lynn. I think I mentioned her last week. Shout out to everybody. Appreciate that. Thank you so much. Still got a few more left. So if you want one, get at me on Facebook. A couple things I wanted to talk about this week. Oh, I saw this. I just saw this on Twitter. I noticed that the Atlanta Falcons just released Roddy White. He's our all-time leading receiver. And it's funny. You don't see the people tweeting and talking shit on Facebook and just social media in general this time of year. You only hear those people bitching and complaining about athletes when it's contract season, when people are starting to get signed, or so-and-so won't come to practice. He's not showing up at camp because his contract isn't up to par. He wants more money. And that's when you hear all the people, man, these dudes are greedy. Why can't they just take that pay cut? Where are these people at now? When people are getting just fucking hacked off the roster after giving a team 8, 9, 10 years of your life, you never got in trouble, and they're just like, hey, beat it. You know? Get out. We're done. like it's some 40-year-old stripper. Hey, like, hey, we don't need your services anymore. That one dude that used to come see you all the time, guess what? He died. Get your shit. Clean out your locker. You know? You don't see these people around when people are just getting hacked off the teams left and right or just getting released because they need to fill up they need to get below the salary cap. You don't see those people talking. That's why I don't talk crap about athletes when they want more money or they sit out, because at the end of the day, and I said this before, it's about money. It's about money. Championships are overrated. Yes, it's cool, but 20, shit, even 10 years from now, no one's going to remember how many rings you won. No one cares. No one's going to care. You've seen it. You've seen it before the games. They bring out the 1964 champion world champs. It's like 9 of them left. They can barely walk. They're in wheelchairs. They're waving, and you're like, who the fuck is that? And people applaud and stuff like they remember. They don't. And all those guys are thinking about, it's like, man, I wish I was making the money these dudes are making. I pawned that ring 20 years ago to pay off the student loan. Yeah, overrated. I don't see people running back to their bosses trying to take pay cuts to help them, help the company hire somebody else. Mind your business. It's everybody's priority to make money. They'll be mad because their job is cooler than yours. Could you imagine how Roddy White is probably 36. Could you imagine being 36 and your job was like, hey, guess what? You're done. You're washed up. Sorry. There's a 22-year-old who can get through his spreadsheets way faster than you. Get out. I don't care if you're our all-time collection, whatever the fuck you do. It was fun while it lasted. See you in 10 years when we decide to retire your jersey and you're broke and then you're standing out there and people are like, who the fuck is that? That's Roddy White. Never heard of him. This election is getting crazy, man. I got to bet, man. It's going to be President Donald Trump. I hate to say it, but that's where we're headed. A lot of angry, as the news put it, a lot of angry Republicans. But basically, you got a lot of angry, uneducated white people out there voting for this fucking moron, this idiot that says absolutely nothing, and you still fall for it. You still fall for it. Still fall for it. I don't get it. I get it, but I don't get it. It's crazy. He won't even denounce it. Oh, he finally came out and denounced this David Duke dude, but at first he tried to act like he didn't know who he was. And I saw this video, Van Jones, and I can't think of the guy's name, but he's a Republican pundit, and he's Donald Trump supporter. And Van Jones is talking about how Donald Trump is kind of stirring up these hate groups like the KKK. And this Trump supporter guy was like, oh, yeah, KKK, Democratic extreme terrorist group. It's just like, we get it. 60 years ago, Southern Democrats are today's Republicans. It's like, we get it. They were Democrats back in the day, but it's like you're still trying to spin this shit politically. He just kept talking about that. Oh yeah, that's a Democratic movement right there. You're always trying to divide by race. But it's like, but you're trying to divide by political party. How is that any better? Can someone please explain that to me? I don't understand that at all. That makes no sense to me. They want everybody to be colorblind. Why? If we're going to be colorblind, you need to be sexual orientation blind. You need to be sex blind. All that shit. You can't see anything. Don't see anything. Just see another person. You want us to see you as a Christian or a Jewish person or a Muslim. I don't understand. Like, how is that more important than, they say race is dumb. How is your political party? I don't get it. No one's born Republican. That's not a natural thing. You can't be blind to race. I'm sorry. I get what they're saying, but it's just like, there are black people. There are Asian people. There's Hispanic people. Just people of color in general. It's just like, that's a fact. I know they try to get all scientific, and, oh, there's no such thing as race. But you know what? People look different from different cultures. That's a fact. I don't get that. But if you give your opinion based on your race, that's dumb. But based on your politics or your religion, that's fine. The other stuff is made up. You can quit being that any day. You can quit being a Republican or a Democrat. You can quit being a Christian. You can quit being Jewish or Muslim. You can quit that shit. You can't quit being black or quit being white, quit being Asian or a man or a woman. How is that not a valid point of view? Please, someone explain that to me. And last but not least, I want to talk about this Cat Williams bullshit. Him going at Kevin Hart. It's just, you know, it's what people who have their back against the wall. This is the kind of stuff that they do. I haven't seen the second video where he's out on the tarmac with the private jet challenging him to a $1 million showdown. It's just like, dude, you look like you just slept on the street. I'm sorry. I've never really been a Cat Williams fan ever. I don't care what people say. The dude, this is not my cup of tea. Is he funny? Yeah. Is he funny to me? Not really. But I'll watch him. I think he's someone you can learn from. A great, great entertainer. Great performer. But not my cup of tea. It's just sad to see somebody who has such a great career and on his way up, just throw it away, man. All that hard work, just throw it away. And now, in order for you to try to make a comeback, or according to him, it's not a comeback because he never really left and shit, but it's just like, this is what you do? Instead of just work. I mean, you're already going to sell tickets because you're Cat Williams, and now you have to attack the other dude on top, the other black dude. It's just, you're not doing as well as you wanted to. He probably searching for the material. And it's like, you know what? I don't really have it like that right now. I'm struggling. So you know what? Let me just attack Kevin Hart. That'll get even more people coming because they want to see what I'm going to say that's controversial. It's just sad to see somebody with that much power in the comedy world, comedy game, just stoop to this level of just attacking another, especially a black comic. Not that it would make it okay if it was a white comic, but damn, it's not that many super famous black comics out there, and here you want to go at Kevin Hart? From what I hear from everybody, is a sweetheart, but I don't know him. But it's just sad to see that instead of really trying to work on a great act, and really make a great comeback, you know? He's been through so much. I'm pretty sure if that dude did some digging, he could come out with a great special. Probably on some Richard Pryor type stuff. And again, I'm not comparing him to Richard Pryor at all, but I'm just saying, that's what Pryor did. He went through all that stuff, came back, boom, greatest comic ever. Maybe if he tried exploring some of that instead of getting on radio and talking shit about Kevin Hart, who's in every other damn movie right now. Maybe he should do that. Shit just bothers me, man. I never want to get involved in that type of stuff if my career ever takes off. I don't ever want to get involved in this kind of petty bullshit, man. This is like some open mic comic type shit. But that's it for the show. There's a show. That's a show. I'll see you guys next week. Peace. Thank you.